This is GIS News. Coming up, residents of sugar-dependent communities in Western Jamaica to get housing units before year end. 37,000 persons benefit from Jeep, and St. Michael's Primary School gets new computers. The details after the break.
Kids, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be a doctor.
I want to be a lawyer.
I want to be a teacher.
A television broadcaster.
Miss, with all that is happening to the children these days, all I want is a chance to grow up.
Give our children a chance to grow up. If you know or suspect that a child is being abused, report it to the Office of the Children's Registry. Call 1-888-PROTECT. That's 1-888-776-8328. You don't have to give your name.
Children's care and protection, a full mission.
Now the news. Residents of four sugar-dependent communities in Westmoreland and Trelawney will receive their new housing units before the end of the year. The units are being constructed under the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries Social Transformation Initiative. Agriculture Minister Roger Clark says a total of 400 housing units are being built for residents of Barham, Shrewsbury and Maysmuir in Westmoreland, as well as Steelfield in Trelawney.
To see the relocation of some of our people from the barracks into free housing. The only contribution that they will be making is the money for the title.
The agriculture minister was making his sectoral debate presentation in Parliament on Wednesday. Jamaica's food processing capacity has been boosted with the opening of the Best Dressed Further Processing Facility at Spring Village, St. Catherine. The 22,000-square-foot facility has capacity to manufacture value-added protein products made from meat, poultry, fish, and other seafood. Speaking at the official opening of the plant on Wednesday, Agriculture Minister Roger Clark commended owner of the new facility, Jamaica Broilers Group, for its continued efforts to increase local food production.
When I'm approached to import certain things and you hear about chicken nuggets and you hear about this, that, and the other, what you're doing here today is to take off some of the weight off my back. Your foray into the corn production tells me that this is a company that is continuously on the move. It is saying that regardless what happens, you have a vested interest in the growth and development of Jamaica.
The plant is internationally certified to ISO 14001 and ISO 9001 standards. 10 computers have been donated to St. Michael's Primary in Kingston. The computers and accompanying software, valued at approximately $15,000, were donated and installed by information technology firm GTEC Jamaica. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell has welcomed the initiative, noting that it will help to bridge the digital divide that continues to affect the country's young people.
My urging to companies like GTEC is to continue to do what you're doing, to make these investments, because they do pay off in the long run.
Minister Paulwell was speaking at the handing over ceremony on Wednesday. The donation to St. Michael's Primary forms part of GTEC's after-school advantage program, through which the firm provides computers and supporting software and services to schools and other institutions to facilitate access to information by young people and their teachers. And approximately 37,000 persons have benefited from the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, JEEP, since its rollout in March 2012. This is 2,000 more than the 35,000 persons initially targeted for assistance. Transport, Works and Housing Minister Dr. Omar Davies says not only did JEEP have a positive impact on employment, but small and medium-sized contractors also gained from the over 950 projects executed. The second phase of JEEP, which started in October 2012, will be completed next month when financing under the Jamaica Development Infrastructure Program, JDIP, comes to an end.
Under this segment, roadwork supports infrastructure and some community projects are being undertaken, as well as construction and repair works to the drainage network in Kingston and St. Andrew. With regard to the rehabilitation of the Sandy Gully drainage network, major contracts have been awarded.
The Transport Minister was addressing the opening of the 2013-2014 sectoral debate in Parliament on Tuesday. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.